from Sportsnet, our chief soccer editor, joining us now here on The Playbook. Good morning, John. Thank you for giving us some time here today.
No problem, guys.
First of all, let's get right into it. I mean, the Whitecaps with a 2-1 win over Portland, a very important win here for this Whitecaps team. They're on a tough schedule now. They're sandwiched between, of course, the two legs of the Canadian Championship, and a good win there considering Portland's recent run of success in, of course, Portland, where the Whitecaps historically have had a very difficult time trying to find a win. How impressed were you by their performance, the 2-1 grinder there?
Very impressed. I thought it was probably their best overall performance, in recent weeks. And, you know, throwing the fact that, Alfonso Davies didn't play a part, it was, and the fact, you know, that Portland has not been the easiest place in recent time for them to earn points. So, I think Carl Robinson will be quite pleased and buoyed by what he saw. Really, as you mentioned, kind of grinding it out. And I think that's kind of what's been lacking from the Whitecaps a bit this season, is just that ability to grind it out, especially on the road. So I think it's going to be encouraging with regards to, you know, getting back into the playoff race. And surely I think this gives them a bit of momentum going into Wednesday's game at BMO Field against TFC.
We'll talk more about that in a minute, John. But, you know, looking back, the key to success for Vancouver on the road has been able to score first. And Vancouver was able to build a 2-0 lead on the Timbers. Got a little bit of luck going their way as well when Diego Valeri missed on a penalty kick. Eventually converted in the second half from the penalty spot. But, you know, Vancouver, they haven't lost this year when scoring the opening goal in a match. And if they are going to make it above the playoff bar, and really looking ahead to Wednesday, if they are going to win the Canadian Championship, they have to be able to be the team that draws first blood, don't they?
Well, I don't believe there's any doubt. Yeah, they certainly, you know, played much better this season, gotten results when they're playing from a position of strength when they score the opening goals. That's not always going to be the case, though. So I think they do have to find out a way to come from behind to get results, because inevitably, it's going to continue to happen somewhere down the line, whether it's Wednesday night or just, you know, down the season stretch as they try to, you know, fight for a playoff position. They're going to have to find a way to, you know, to earn results when after conceding first. So if they can do that while maintaining their ability to, you know, finish off games when getting on the scoreboard first, then, you know, you think you certainly have to like their chances of getting to the playoffs tonight.
John, has it been difficult to somewhat gauge the full potential of this club this year? Because they have some new faces in, they have some new talent, they have some electrifying young ones like Alfonso Davies, and they've shown flashes of brilliance here and there, but it's the consistency that continues to elude them. They're now seventh in the Western Conference, Seattle breathing down their neck with a game in hand. I mean, how are Whitecaps fans supposed to look at this team and judge whether or not they're a playoff team?
It's a good question. I don't know how they're supposed to do it, to be perfectly honest, because, as you said, I think the consistency hasn't been there. They've not sort of put together a long run of, you know, positive results. It's been kind of up and down all season. So it's quite difficult to get a decent sense of who this, you know, Whitecap side is, where they stand really in the Western Conference and overall in the league, and what kind of team they are. Unless they can sort of put together some consistency over a sustained run of games, then I think we're going to be left guessing as to what this team actually is. I suspect we're going to get a real good sense during this last stretch, because now this is sort of, you know, put up or shut up time, right? I mean, they're on the outside looking in with regards to the playoffs, so they're going to have to put something together here that if they're going to make it above the playoff line and really kind of give us an idea of what this team is all about. So we'll see. I mean, I tend to think, as I said, that this final run of games as the regular season closes it out is going to be, season defining for them.
John Molinaro, Sportsnet's head soccer correspondent, joining us here on The Playbook. Joey Kenward, John Jang with you. You know, quite quietly, I know it's made headlines in these parts because he leads the team in goals, and when so much talk has been in around Alfonso Davies, Kai Kamara quietly has come in and done everything this club and their fan base expected him to do. What's the reaction around the league, though? Is there at all surprise that Kamara has been able to lead the Caps goal-scoring-wise? He's got 10 now through the regular season.
No, I don't think it's any surprise at all. I mean, everyone who just kind of followed MLS with any kind of regularity knows the type of player Kai Kamara is and his track record of success in this team, or in this league, especially, you know, the season he had a few years ago with Columbus, where he was, you know, an MVP finalist candidate, losing out to Sebastian Giovinco. So I don't think it comes as a surprise. I tend to agree. I think he's been, you know, the best addition for the Whitecaps this season. He's really sort of been the difference between them being, you know, in the playoff mix versus not. And perhaps he doesn't get sort of the recognition he does just because it's the West Coast, right? And you know, a lot of teams or a lot of fans and pundits don't necessarily pay the greatest attention to what's going out on the West Coast, especially in Vancouver. And that's a shame because I think he's a quality player and he's really, as I mentioned, been the difference for, you know, the Whitecaps this season.
Seems like a natural fit for the Whitecaps given their preference to attack on set pieces, and he's been playing a mentoring role for Alphonso Davies. Now, as for Davies, he didn't dress at all on Saturday against Portland. There might be concerns of some injury to him as he left the game against Toronto this past Wednesday. But given the scare there, would it surprise you to see less of Alphonso Davies down the stretch, maybe even on Wednesday night when they go for leg two?
Yeah, it kind of would surprise me. I mean, I appreciate that he, you know, took the knock in, you know, in the first leg last week, but, you know, this is the final that they're playing on Wednesday. So, I mean, unless he's, you know, deathly ill or seriously injured, I would be surprised if he doesn't play some sort of role. And, you know, same thing for down the season stretch. I mean, I think the Whitecaps need all hands on deck to get into the playoffs just because the Western Conference is so competitive. So, again, unless he's dealing with a serious injury here and they're worried about him suffering some kind of setback, I don't see any reason why they would limit his minutes. I think you got to make the most out of him and get the most out of him while they still can before he leaves for Germany.
John Molinaro from Sportsnet Soccer Family joining us here on Sportsnet 650. Looking ahead to Wednesday's match, Caps, a lot of people will think they're behind the eight ball, they're the underdog, but all they need to do is win. And as disappointing as a finish it was at home with the own goal by Daniil Henry late in added time, I think the Caps are pretty happy with the fact that if they can win a game or at least avoid it getting to a 3-3 draw, that they have to feel positive going into BMO Field. What's your take from watching that game from a distance last week and getting ready to see it up close in person on Wednesday?
Yeah, I would think Vancouver would like their chances as well. I know on paper it doesn't look good because, you know, conceding the late goal the way they did and Toronto having two road goals, it means that Toronto does have the advantage in the sense that they don't need to win tomorrow. You know, a 1-1 or a 0-0 draw would be good enough for TFC on Wednesday. On the other hand, you look at how, you know, Vancouver played on the game in Portland and how Toronto you know, suffered another setback yesterday against New York. And just, you know, I think that was a really deflating setback for TFC. And, you know, BMO Field hasn't been the fortress this season that it has been like in past seasons. Toronto has dropped a lot of points and a lot of results at home. So it's there for the taking. I know that they conceded the two road goals, but I think Vancouver will have to come into this game with a fair bit of confidence.
Vancouver, even if they don't have Alphonso Davies, will know that they will be up against some premier talent. Now, you mentioned Sebastian Giovinco earlier. He did not play in the first leg at BC Place last Wednesday. What's his status moving forward? Do you expect him to draw into the starting 11 for Greg Vanney's squad at home in a few days' time?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, you know, the reason why he didn't play in Vancouver just because of the turf. I mean, he's played on the surface before, but, you know, combined with the fact that it was a short turnaround for Toronto, that they played on the weekend previously, it would have been just a bit too much for Giovinco. So, but fully expect him to play on Wednesday. Expect Jozy Altidore to play, Chris Mavinga to play. I think it's going to be, you know, a very strong side for Toronto. They prioritize the Canadian Championship. Obviously, they want to get into the MLS playoffs, but they're not looking down on this tournament. This is a tournament that they want to win because they understand it's a gateway into the CONCACAF Champions League. So Toronto is taking this very seriously, and I suspect they're going to field as close to a full-strength side on Wednesday as they can.
It is the Canadian Championship Final this Wednesday, starting kickoff at 4:45 p.m. That should be something to watch. Now, John, before we let you go, can't let you go without at least talking about Wayne Rooney and his impressive performance over the weekend. I mean, there are some people who I think would have had a fair point if they say, oh, Wayne Rooney's coming here to retire. He's coming here to take it easy. He's coming here to pick up a paycheck, maybe enjoy some of the sunshine on the East Coast. But after watching his hustle, going back, making the tackle, and making that incredible cross, I mean, that is just spectacular world-class talent, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I think it really sort of went a long way to dispelling the notion that he was just here to collect a paycheck and he's doing it half-heartedly. I mean, the hustle and the work rate he showed on that play, not to mention the drive and effort, was really something special. And not just to make the game save tackle, but then to quickly turn around and transition from defending into attacking, and playing that 50-yard cross in the box for Acosta, who had it at home. It was a great piece of skill. So, highlight reel material for Rooney. I'm sure the league is no doubt pleased because it's been playing on all the highlight shows all morning. So, I think just a spectacular moment overall, not just for Rooney, but for the league as well.
Do you think he can get DC out of the depths of the East and pass Toronto and get into the playoffs?
I wouldn't go that far. I think DC is still a pretty terrible team. Granted, they've got a lot of games in hand on everyone. I suspect the way Orlando is trending at the moment, they'll probably leapfrog them, and so I don't think DC will finish last in the Eastern Conference, but a playoff spot, I think that's far beyond their reach.
Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to your preview up on sportsnet.ca in preparation for the Whitecaps and Toronto, and we'll be sure to catch up as the soccer season moves along.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Sportsnet 650.